Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 13th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Right, my name's Pamela Page. I am 55 years old. In fact, I was 55 just on Thursday. And I live in Doncaster.
And how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, and looking forward to this big event.
So can I just ask you to talk a little bit about how you initially heard about the project?
I think I must have heard about it either on TV or read about it in the paper. But I was really interested because I have seen some of Anthony Gormley's work before, particularly the stuff that's up in Gateshead and the Angel of the North, obviously. And when I heard it was his project, I thought, that's really good, I'd like to be involved in that. So when I applied, I was really, really pleased to get a place.
Yeah. So have you been following the project so far?
I have logged on occasionally and seen what people have been getting up to. I particularly like the young man who took the cricket set and he was batting cricket balls off the plinth.
So how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
I was absolutely over the moon because knowing how many people had applied, I didn't think there was much chance. So I was very lucky.
And what do you think it was that actually drove you to get involved?
As I say, I'm very interested in Anthony Gormley's work. And maybe I'm just a bit of a show-off.
Could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
Well, today I am going to be doing performance knitting as an art form, interspersed with poetry reading.
So could you elaborate?
I can. Performance knitting is basically knitting done in the traditional manner with two needles and wool. A nice complicated pattern, but instead of just being done any old way, it's done with style and elegance. And the poetry obviously speaks for itself. I shall read it very nicely.
So is knitting something that you've been doing for a long time?
Yes, I have. I do enjoy it and I like doing complicated patterns and things that are a little bit different.
So what exactly are you planning on fabricating today?
Today I'm doing, it's a traditional Aran pattern and I'm doing a rope plait and a cable twist, alternate from end to end.
And what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your time on the plinth?
I hope I'm going to enjoy it. I don't think I'm particularly fearful of anything, apart from falling off, obviously. And I just expect it's going to be a fabulous time.
Could I ask you a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you do, kind of who you are?
Yeah, sure. I'm originally from the northeast, from Hartlepool, but we live in Doncaster at the moment. My job is a supply teacher. So I only work if someone's sick or if they're on a course. So I don't have a full-time job, but that's not a problem. And I'm married for nearly 30 years now, and I've got two grown-up sons.
So could you just talk a little bit about teaching? Is that something you've been interested in for a while?
I qualified in the early 70s. And my first teaching appointment was actually in Zambia. I worked out there for a year. Then we came back and I didn't work for a long time because I was busy having children. And I went back to work, must have been about 15 years ago. And I worked part-time for about 10 years. And I've been on supply ever since I finished that particular job.
Do you enjoy the flexibility of part-time?
I certainly do. It's fantastic. I mean, there are some days you get up and everyone else is going off to work. and I'm getting ready to walk the dog.
And what subjects do you teach, or is it just a mix?
It's primary. Primary, so you could teach just about everything. Yeah.
And are you happy continuing down that path?
Certainly am. We're hoping to move at some point because we have a property in Italy and we'd like to move out there full time and start running a small tourism business. That's for the future though.
So could you talk a little bit about your interests?
My interests? Dog walking, going out with friends, sewing, knitting, going on holiday, going to Italy.
So you say you have a property in Italy?
Yep.
Do you have some sort of affiliation with Italy, or do you just love the country?
We just love the country. Fantastic.
And is that somewhere you just purely you holiday, or have you worked there as well?
No, we've not worked there yet, but we hope to move out there maybe in the next year or two. We live in hope. Depends on the pound against the euro. Yeah.
So just to go back to your hour on the plinth, would you say that you're doing it for anybody in particular?
Yes, what I'm doing it for is to help raise money for a charity called Dogs Trust. Now, this is a charity that looks after abandoned dogs. They help to rehome abandoned dogs. And if any dog is unable to be rehomed for any reason, they look after this particular dog in their rescue centre for the rest of its life. They don't just put them to sleep because nobody wants them. So I'm going to be raising money for those. I've been sponsored to spend the full hour on the plinth without falling off and without falling asleep. And various people have sponsored me to read poems of their choice. So that's going to be really good. I'm looking forward to it.
So why is this charity in particular so close to your heart?
Obviously, I've got a dog myself, so I'm obviously very interested in dogs. And I actually sponsor a dog with the charity, so I help pay for its upkeep. It's a dog that can't be rehomed because it's got terrible behavioural problems. And I just felt it was a good charity to work for because, let's face it, the British are a nation of animal lovers.
And have you done any work with them before?
I haven't, no. I've not specifically fundraised for them before, apart from just sponsoring this particular dog in the rescue centre. So this is the first fundraising thing I've done for them.
And what would you say your kind of main motivation is? What kind of experience you wanted to get out of today?
I think I'm looking forward to just going up there and being in a place where only the privileged few get to go. I think that is a really nice thought, that not many people get to go up there. Just to be able to go up and look around and see the square, it's going to be just fantastic. And it's just such a privilege to be part of a fantastic project like this.
How do you feel about standing in the heart of London for an hour?
I think it's going to be wonderful.
And what would you describe your relationship like with the city?
I must admit, we don't visit here very often. The last time we came here, it was nearly 3 years ago. We don't really come very often, which is silly because it takes us just over an hour and a half on the train. But we just never, ever bother.
So how long have you been in Doncaster for?
Oh, about 27 years.
And can I just quickly ask where you were born and where you grew up?
Well, I was born in Hartlepool and I grew up there until I went away to college and I went to Nottingham.
So just to go back to your hour, have you brought anybody with you in particular?
Yes, my husband is with me. And he's called Wayne.
And will there be anybody watching you online?
I sincerely hope so. My son and his girlfriend live in Coventry. And if they don't see me online tonight, I'm sure they'll watch tomorrow. And my other son is actually currently on honeymoon in Kenya. So I've told him he has to try and look for an internet cafe. Yes, he was married just a fortnight ago and they're still on their honeymoon.
What would you say is the most important thing in your life at the moment?
The most important thing? I think I would say my family. That's probably the most important thing. Yeah, it is the most important thing.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think the only thing I would like to add is that I'm just really relieved the weather's all right. I was dreading that it was going to be either raining or worse than that, windy. But I think I've been very lucky. We've got a really nice night.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.